converses, hopes and dreams they share, with intuition as their guiding cosmic flare. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl, metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Good morning. We are Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations. It is August 5th. We are 31 weeks into 52 weeks of the year. And we're unable to get the phone lines open for today for any call-ins, but Jay can, how are you doing, Jay? He can tell us how to get on in the Facebook chat room.
Thanks, Carolyn. I'm doing great. And yes, I can. You can head over to 12radio.com and click on the chat button. That opens up a brand new window to a Facebook group. It is a private Facebook group with the same name called 12Radio. Go ahead and send over your invitation. If this is your first time, we'll get you approved while we're live on the air. You'll see our banner at the top of the page, and that's where the conversation's happening. Please join us over there and put your comments there, and that is the way that we'll see it, and we'll read it live on the air.
Cool. So today, Jay has come up with some cool topics, and one of them is finding peace within while the world seems chaotic, right? Yep. Oh my goodness, that's a good topic. And then also, too, another one is cultivating your own unique path in life. So I guess we start maybe with the finding peace within while the world seems chaotic.
That's a great place to start, especially in light of the current state of the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, the truth about that is perspective would show that the world is always going through some kind of change. It just depends on where it's happening and whether or not it affects you in a big way or a small way. But it's constantly, you know, change is constantly moving through the planet. And so that's always the case. But right now, there's a lot of activity between the news, between what's actually going on in the world and social media. And there's just an awful lot going on to keep up with for any one person. And if you happen to be in the middle of one of these very hot spots, I'll call them, it's more towards even like unbearable or unbelievable with whatever those people are dealing with. And so that's where the topic arose from, is like, how do we continue to do us, do our lives, be ourselves out in the world when it's seemingly getting more and more chaotic? And so that's where
absolutely
that topic came from.
And one of the things that you mentioned there too was one of the ways that we can avoid the terrifying spots in our lives when something like this happens is to limit news consumption, because it won't overwhelm you as much if you maybe stay off Facebook to watch what's going on with it, or you stop the news with to hear a mix, so you're not as overwhelmed, right?
Totally. Well, and think of it this way. If you're hearing about a particular world event, let's say, for example, and you heard about it on the news, you're hearing about it in all of your friend conversations, and then you're also seeing it in social media, you're getting like a quadruple whammy of that information over and over and over again. And then that fills your nervous system, because that's watching. That's what you're paying attention to. And how could it not? And so that's where it can have like an exponential effect without us even realizing it.
It's so true. You know, the other thing you can do too, I guess, is, I just joined a gym. So physical activity is a really good thing to do, to really work it out, and releases endorphins when you do that. So it will help to reduce your stress and improve your mood. And
absolutely. I did that at the end of last year 24 Hour Fitness was doing like a sign up and get a, I don't know, it was like some year or two, buy 1 year, get the second year free or something like that. And so I took advantage of that deal. And so congratulations on your membership, because
yes,
you said it, that movement, it helps us move that energy through. And I know I'm super empathic. You're really empathic. Those that are listening in are super empathic with us. So that is how we move that empathic energy, that emotional energy through our bodies, through that movement. So important. I've tried to do it without it and it just doesn't work. Like that is a huge component. A huge component to making sure that we move that energy through our body and it doesn't just hang out or get stuck on us.
Yeah, it's oh my gosh. I love this gym too. It's got I think it's like four pools and two hot tubs and a little track to walk on, and the pool that I like is just the perfect temperature all the time. I have a lifetime membership to 24 Hour Fitness, but it's too far.
It sounds like you have a new spa gym that you're going to.
Really nice. It's really neat. Got murals on the outside of the building, and so you feel like you're in, I don't know, it's what they're trying to look like. They're New Orleans maybe. And then on the inside they have clouds painting on the ceiling, and you know, steam sauna and a hot sauna. Oh my gosh, it's wonderful. It's like entering another world. So They have ballet classes.
Wow. That's really cool. I mean, I can see why you got your membership there. And it's important to like be excited about what's happening there. So you want to go, and you have a gym that you want to go to. Definitely.
But I know, because I know others who are going there, that they're charging me $20 more per month. So it's, that part's annoying, but you know, you do what you can do. So another thing you can do too is, you know, you connect with others, right? When you're feeling really stressed about the chaos around you, you connect with others, you reach out with loved ones, you know, call in our line, because you need to kind of maintain yourself and get some emotional support, because it, you know, reduces the feelings of isolation.
Absolutely. It's super important. And right now I'm just thinking about when I grew up, when I lived on a street in Burbank, you would walk outside and everybody knew each other, like your neighbors, you know, most everybody, not every single neighbor knew every single neighbor, but more now than ever, or more than ever do now, that I notice. And I just feel like it's a missed opportunity for us not to know our neighbors. And so that's just another way that we can connect, you know, those that are right next door. We don't need to be best friends, but better to meet those that live closest to us in a friendly manner versus in the midst of some kind of crisis. And so it's important to know who's 50 steps outside your door or 100 steps out your door. Not you don't have to. It's not like I don't know why I'm having trouble with my words, but it's not a requirement. But at the same time, it is another way to build that connection and to build relationships and to do it with someone that's close to you. That there's like an extra benefit to that, I feel.
Oh yeah, I agree. It's and when the chaos does happen, it's good to be able to now know them, know those neighbors, because it you're right. It's a lot better to reach out beforehand and get to know them.
Totally. Before the chaos. Crisis. Yeah.
So let's see. Another thing is, you know, create some structure for yourself. Establish a routine, right? You know, maybe also open up some time for yourself too, for including relaxation. Whether you're reading, or maybe that's gardening for you, or taking a bath. So give yourself an established routine.
And this might take some planning. And I know for those of you that have a hard time sitting down to plan things for yourself, even though you might be really good about doing that for others, it's super important to spend this time to take a look at this, because it is a huge part of self-care. And for those of us that can easily get invested in other people, if we have a plan, it can be the thing that can keep us more on our own routine, that can keep us more on our own track. And so that's the other benefit, but we have to sit down and do it. And I just say that because I'm an empath talking to all the empaths out there who just so easily and so effortlessly are of service and want to help those around you. But this is a call to take a little bit of time out for yourself and spend some time planning not only your self-care, but maybe an emergency plan or like a go bag for you and your family. So that way, if something does happen, you have an emergency bag that each member of your family gets to grab their own. And so you can be prepared in another kind of way. And it's the kind of thing not to be scared. We're not saying any of this to be afraid or scared. This is more about how we can better just be prepared for anything. And so that way we can walk into the unknown that often life is asking us to do all the time, but to do it with the least amount of stress and the most amount of preparation.
You know, the go-to-go bag is a good idea, but you can't put your favorite, you know, clothes in there because you're wearing them. But one of the things that I know that I forgot that I couldn't find was my passport. So so maybe in the go bag is your birth certificate and your passport for one, because you can't easily replace those, you know, social security card, that kind of thing. So anyway.
Totally. Well, Carolyn, you just mentioned last week how you had to evacuate because you had a fire in your area.
And right above me. Mm-hmm. And it was only 31% contained right now. And it's at 401,000 acres. It's wow. Going still.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's can you imagine how the trees, I mean, the land itself, the people, but the land too, you know, it's such a loss.
And it is. Well, and even just the house fire we went through, our backyard didn't catch on fire except for the overhang, like our patio. But you would have thought, like, the fire burned so hot, it literally sucked and dried out the life out of everything around it. Even if it didn't actually touch it, it still completely sucked all the life out of it and dried it out, to your point. And I mention these things, not to scare you, but just to share them in the sense that I've been through a house fire. And it just... One minute I was making lunch and the next minute I noticed the house is on fire. And so it can just happen in an instant. You just have no idea. And so that's why, again, it's great to be prepared. It's not about being prepared for any one specific thing per se. It's more about, like, in case of an emergency, what would I want to have at my fingertips? Because it's like the question I asked myself when I was leaving the burning house, if I could grab anything, what would it be? And in that moment, it's like you don't have time to think about what it would be or like even time to grab multiple items. Like I had time to look down and I saw my sister's computer and I grabbed it. That's what I had time for. So that's that's why it's important to have some of these things ready, because if it's ready, you can grab it in an instant. But if it's not ready, there's no way you can run through your house and try to grab it. You know, it's that's why it's great to be prepared.
Yeah, I agree. And I love that story that you grabbed your sister's computer. And, so that was very nice of you, for sure. Practicing gratitude is another. I mean, that's something because it does help with realizing when you're going through the stress of everything, realizing that some of the good things that are happening. Like I just got my first publishing offer on my book. So you have to find the things that are popping out that make you really happy also. So.
Congratulations on that, by the way. That's very exciting.
Thank you. Yes, it was really exciting. And the really good things, when you have the really good things happen, you have to like, thank God, thank God for this. So, practicing gratitude is very important. What else, Jay, do we want to do? Meditation, mindfulness meditation. If you're finding that you're daydreaming too much, you might want to just take a minute and just stop and just go into a very centered place within for your brain, so that you can get yourself back in line with yourself. The words beside yourself. When you're beside yourself, you are literally beside yourself. So if you had to little look at your aura, your space would probably be, to the right a couple of inches, right? So really practice mindfulness and meditation is another thing to do too.
And that's the kind of thing that we have to work on over time, because it's not the kind of thing that if we do it once or twice, it's going to be there. It's the kind of thing that we have to cultivate over time. And when we do, when crisis does hit, that's when we get to see the benefits show up, as far as like how we can maintain in our observer space more, and we can have more ability to respond to what's happening instead of react. And I want to mention in the comments, Pamela is joining us today. Hi, Pamela.
Pamela.
She says, good morning, Carolyn and Jay. She says, listening in this morning. Yes, I tuned in to the news late last night just to hear the weather and had to hear about shootings. Oh, yeah, that's
Oh
not a
man,
fun.
yeah, that is awful. I mean, it's just, I mean, what is, and it's almost like too, the news sometimes it feels like it just like an it really does enhance. It's like a spectacular, you get, okay, the headlines, they're I mean, it's like they're making us jittery, and it's I don't know. I wish there would be more good news in the news, that's for sure. Because I mean, are we teaching these shooters to oh, that person did a shooting, maybe I will too. I can't stand it. So,
I know, it's wild, especially in the cities right now. It's definitely gotten more intense, and I've noticed like the trying to think of the word I want to use. Like, patience is always a short thing in city life, but I feel like impatience has gone to almost like a violence of people being impatient, and the people that want to rush. Or, I mean, I can't tell you how many cars I hear zooming around and making big dramatic moves because they don't think the person's driving fast enough, or a lot of road rage is up. So I feel like there is a lot of tension, more than just tension, but that's one way to describe it, in the collective. And it's important to have the mindfulness technique, our routines, our practices, because those are the things that we have control over based on our own discipline and our own practice. Like, how much are we setting aside a time for those things? How much are we paying attention to those things? And as the world gets more and more out of whack, this is where it can really come in handy to have spent the time and the energy to work on all these things that we've mentioned today.
Yeah. Is I mean you have to you have to yeah you just have to capture the good times because it really is important and to so that maybe we can view in a lighter light, in a better light, that all the good things that are happening. But yeah, Pamela, those the shootings and the shootings announcements on the news will definitely tip you over sometimes. It's just awful, really awful. There's too many of them, and it's ridiculous that we even. I'm sorry, I'm not a gun owner. I would never be a gun owner. And it's so stupid to have this assault weapons, and we need to burn the guns, really. Anyway, that's my opinion, but yeah. So,
For me,
before we
I come at it more of like a happy medium. I don't know if happy is the right word. I mean, I understand there can be a use for guns that doesn't have to be violent, yes, but at the same time, there is a usefulness for them. But in certain circumstances, very specific circumstances, and I agree, like having the population have automatic weapons, like are we like at war with each other? Like I don't see the point of having that either.
The mindset of too many people have gotten too out of whack to allow this, I feel, because there's too many crazy people out there at this point that you wanna not offer that ability to for them to go in and buy one. That's my I don't know, I don't like the idea of even selling. Give them a baseball bat, go for it, knock somebody over the head instead. I can't stand it. So anyway, anyone else in the chat room, Jay, before we go on to our next topic?
Let's see, make sure I got a nice refresh here, make sure I'm not missing anybody. And Catherine is joining us this morning. She
Hi,
says,
Catherine.
"Morning, Carolyn and Jay. Happy to be listening from Ireland." And she posted a beautiful picture of this wonderful meadow.
Oh, I'm Irish. I'm mostly Irish. I love Irish. But I've never been there. How beautiful. Thank you for joining us. Yeah.
Oh, that's a treat.
I bet
Thank
it's
you.
oh, I bet it's so beautiful there. Okay, so our next topic is cultivating your own unique path in life, and that kind of involves a combination of self-discovery, goal setting, and consistent effort. So let's see, do you want to start us out with one of the steps to do?
Well, I'll start us off with like an image. And one image that I've had with me, with regards to our own path, and especially when we start to forge our own path, is it's like getting out a machete and having to cut our own way, and make our own way through the brush. There's the well-worn path of the collective, and then there's our own unique path that we have to create. And when I see the creation of it, it is like having to get the machete out to clear the way because no one's done it before.
Right, so you're creating a plan. Getting that machete out is creating your plan. You research it, you gather your information, you find out where it is you want to be and what you want to do, so you acquire your skills and you get your networking going. And it's getting your machete is a good image for that
And
because
just
it's
to get
really
ready too, because I think sometimes we underestimate what it takes to actually forge that path, the regularity required for us to show up and consistently be working, and forging away. But I love that part too, because if we have a plan, that can definitely keep us on track, and I love that that's our first step. Because it is about really taking a look at everything from a bird's eye view and being able to make the plan from that place. And then also maybe even if you want to drill down and make more specific plans from that higher level plan, that can be even more beneficial depending upon what it is you're trying to do. And then also be open to spirit, the Holy Spirit, and how the universe can also help out with that process through meditation, quiet time, and then also in the planning phase, usually it doesn't happen overnight, like sitting with your idea, sitting with what you're doing for a few days or for a week, and also seeing what comes to you over time is also could be very beneficial in the planning phase.
Right, and I like because sometimes you have no idea how to where the machete should be hitting, and And using your intuition is a great idea, Jay, because you'll hear it. You'll hear it in your mind. Oh my God, I can do this. I can. This is what I need to do next. So setting your goals. You start to set your clear goals and define your vision, and you define your vision sometimes wholly on your intuition. But you can always too just research online. And ask people about it, and so on. But really, staying in touch with your own intuition is really important. But you
It,
and you also set. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's also a great way if, let's say, you don't feel strong when it comes to being able to trust your intuition. This process can also really help you gain a certain level of trust and the practice, like real life practice on how to build that muscle, would come out of that process too. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, I agree. Also, too, don't overwhelm yourself as you're going along. Set smart goals. Where they're specific, where they're measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. Just keep yourself in line to developing it. And it's like having a roadmap, and you track your your progress that way, right?
Totally, absolutely.
Yeah, break down your goals. You can divide them. So, for my use, again, I'm going to go back to I have a whiteboard, and that's my command central, and you just write down what you're trying to get done, and it helps a lot too. And also too, because a lot of times our intuition will tell us to do something, and then you can space it out and forget that was one of your steps that you have to get done. Write it on your whiteboard, or on a wall calendar on your refrigerator. It's just really important to keep yourself in line with that.
I can definitely help you capture that guidance because, like Carolyn said, sometimes the guidance can come through, and if we don't record it, we can think, oh yeah, I'm gonna rec remember this. It's so good, I'm gonna remember it. And then 5 minutes later, it's like, well, what was that again? So it can be the kind of thing that can really help us capture those treasured pieces of guidance that do come through when they do come through. That way, we can't forget them because they're recorded.
I agree. Yeah. So let's see. So you really want to reflect on your interests and passions in order to identify what excites and motivates you, right? I guess this is really one of the first steps. And you want to consider hobbies, subjects, and activities you naturally gravitate towards. And you also have to assess your strengths and weaknesses. Like, I could never be an accountant, for instance. Never an accountant. But
Yeah,
you don't
I
want to
can see
marry
that.
one. You don't want to marry one in lieu of, because I was married to one too. Anyway, you take you so you want to take stock in your skills and areas where you can improve.
I like that. That one is, and that one I would say be honest with yourself, but not judgmental. This isn't about a critique of what you can't do, but it is just being honest about like the qualities you possess. And do they match up to the job, or not? And better to be honest about that than to try to fit yourself into a job that you really have no business trying to do. Especially if it's not just about that you don't have the qualifications. That's a huge one just alone. But if let's say you hate it with a passion, why are you going to do that to yourself?
I agree. Yeah. So seek feedback too from others when as you're trying to develop it. You want to talk to some trusted friends or family or mentors, and they can maybe help provide insight into your unique qualities and potential paths for your potential paths. So you want to involve others often rather than islanding yourself as you develop yourself.
I like that
Yeah.
a lot. And
Yeah.
that one can be
Yeah.
scary to reach out. And especially, again, this is why it's important to have someone you trust, but someone that you can be vulnerable with and talk to them about these sort of like issues. And because it's being able to hear someone else's perspective outside of you that can really be helpful. It can be like a missing piece or a missing link to whatever it is you're working on.
Yep. It can be. The other thing is too, is you really want to make sure that you do take action with toward the goal. And that really makes sense. Well, we kind of covered this in when we're setting the goals, but you take action. You start small and begin with steps that build momentum. And that helps you to build your confidence with it too. And you'll be able to establish a habit of progress. So it'll feel a lot easier and a lot more attainable. And you stay consistent with yourself. So, because it's crucial for long-term success, you know, being consistent. And you want to create the routines that support your goals and keep you on your track too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, how many of us have, you know, friends that sometimes they don't feel like they're really supporting us for or encouraging us with, I've had that happen before where, you know, you're doing something and it's like they're not even seeing it. They're not even seeing or understanding what you're doing. So you seek support and surround yourself with people who can support and encourage you. Because it's, you know, so you gather yourself around the right people, right? So
totally.
That you can really feel supported.
Well, I want to mention on that too, because sometimes when we're creating something new, we want to share with everyone. But I would recommend holding back. Maybe share like with that very small trusted group we're talking about. But any brand new ideas, especially business ideas, please keep those close to the vest, close to the heart. I know that, like I said, we can get super excited and we can want to share with the world. But until it's really a tangible thing, other people's energy can mess with us. And what do I mean by that? Like what Carolyn was saying, like you can share it with a friend and you can think it's a $1 million idea and then they can come poo-poo it on it. And then you can say, oh, you're right. And you don't proceed. And then you miss out on that $1 million idea.
That's a good point, Jay, because if you know, it could be that they were right also.
True.
So you're right. I mean, but at the same time, you know, I don't know.
But
I
what
guess
if
you have to trust your?
What if both are right? What if you have a $1 million idea? What if whatever they're what if they're bringing to the table is right? But what if the ingenuity in you? What if the creativity in you? What if spirit's idea in you is what makes the $1 million idea happen?
That's
like,
true.
That's,
yeah,
like it can be so both, and like their objection can be right, and you can still have a $1 million idea. You just have to work at it. So don't let other people crush that by sharing too much too fast.
Especially if if it's really coming in strong, that's by damn what I'm going to have, you know, if you think in that direction, you know, you're going to probably be able to pull it off if you're really strong in your commitment to the idea. But oftentimes that doesn't happen until you've gotten a little bit further into the milestone of attaining it, because you have to really, it does take some commitment. So, really, you know, surety that you're going to be able to pull it off. So sometimes you have to reflect and adjust also. So regular check-ins with yourself, periodically review your progress towards your goals and reflect on what's working and what isn't.
Super important.
Make sure to.
Important
yes,
to do.
Yes.
But not from the standpoint, again, from judgment, like a Judge Judy kind of place, more from a place of, let me look at this bigger picture view. Let me look at almost like I'm having a status check-in with my manager kind of thing to just make sure we're on track. So it's not about like being the perfectionist and getting the inner critic in there. It's more about like, is the trajectory we're on, is this like what we thought it would be? Or have things changed and do we need to make an adjustment? So it's more from a positive, proactive place than letting the inner critic get in there and tear it apart. You know, it's not about tearing it
Yeah, so
apart.
look,
Yeah, go ahead.
right. And as you do have that happen, like tearing it, maybe you are tearing it apart. You learn from the setbacks rather. You treat failures as learning opportunities, and you analyze what went wrong and how to improve, to move forward. So not, and you celebrate milestones. You make sure that you make sure that you say, "Hey, hooray, I've done this. I think I'm gonna go out with Paul today, and celebrate." So, you want to really make sure that you are, and it's just almost the same thing as just being thankful too. You celebrate it. You celebrate the milestones. This is a good thing that's happened. I need to celebrate.
All right.
So,
Hallelujah, we did it.
And you want to make sure you stay true to yourself too. We've already said this, but you want to trust your intuition and avoid comparisons. Oh, avoiding comparisons is so important. It can be, you can look at that person that's done this before, that you've always admired and say, "I know, oh my God, he's so good at this. What am I thinking?" So you avoid comparisons and you focus on your journey rather than comparing yourself to others. Everyone's path is different. Everyone's. And you embrace your uniqueness, right?
Absolutely. I really struggled with that one growing up and just watching people and live their life and how to do it. But it's true. Comparison is the theft of joy.
Oh,
And
God, what a statement that is.
I mean, it was somebody that told me that in a reading actually, that really got my attention. And then I found out it was a famous quote.
Oh,
So,
is it?
yeah, I
Who
think
said it?
Mark Twain, I want to say, said it.
Was it? Yeah,
And
very, very, very nice. I like that. I love. We should do a show on statements like that. The whole show on quotes, really good quotes. They
totally.
make you because they make you think.
Well, and they do. And it just shows they can help us see all the many different facets and sides of a particular issue, especially when we think, oh, you know, it's so simple, but then when you dig underneath it, it's like, okay, there's more here than meets the eye.
So anyway, we did say embrace your uniqueness, but you want to celebrate what makes you unique, and leverage it to carve out your own distinct path, and be thankful that you got it, that you got that ability because of everything you've experienced too, so you can put yourself together and follow your way with your machete.
I love that.
You
That's
want to
such an
maybe
image.
maybe yeah and then get some books on it, maybe like The Road Less Traveled is really fun, but that's an older one. But get books on maybe where you want to go. Designing Your Life is another one by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans, for helping yourself put yourself together.
It's definitely helpful to have other people's insights and people that have broken down like a system that we can incorporate and use because it's not as easy as we think, but it's not as hard as we think either. But when we are making a big change in our life or we're wanting to really be in touch with our passions and have our actions and our career, let's say, line up more specifically with our mind, body, and spirit and be in balance in that way. All those things can just require just a little bit more thought, focus, time, energy. It's not impossible. It's just a matter of how do we, like a recipe from where we are to where we want to go, what needs to happen, you know, taking a look at it
And
from that
not all
way.
the steps are going to be great. All some of the
Right.
step nightmare, but
Right.
you have to like grin and bear it, you know, on the like, for instance, when you're trying to get, you know, something done and it requires marketing it, you know, oh my God, I can't stand it. So, but you do it. You have to, you know, come up with what your pitch is for it, right? What's the pitch? And oh, goodness. And then you have to approach and get it done. And it's my least favorite thing to do. And but
But super
I don't know.
important.
It's
But it's like, it's the thing though. I hear you because it's the same for me. But it is the way that people get to know what it is we do and like our why. Like it helps people understand and bring them into our world because they have that understanding versus them looking at
Right.
whatever we're doing, like, what the hell is going on over there? Kind of a thing, you know,
Oh
where they're
my
just
God,
kind of
I
like
know.
appalled at us versus being like, wow, what is going on here? This is super interesting. I want to know more.
You have to write it up too. You have to say why it's important. Why should they look at it? You know, what is the benefit if they look at this? You know, and yeah, and it's a cold call, right? You're doing cold calls with that, so it's tough. It can be really tough. So, but
Tough, but not
fabulous when
impossible,
you,
and
but not impossible. That's right, because it's attainable, because it has to be, because that's where you want to go, right? That's where you have to be. So you have to go through the, you know, grin and bear it crap and just do it. So yeah. So it's all part of creating the plan and researching and learning what you have to do and gathering the right pitches. And oh my God, it's, you know, it can be, or maybe it's a job that you want to be in too. You know, maybe you're wanting to do something. Maybe you're wanting to open your own, you know, psychic store, right? So you have to learn everything about it and figure out too what, you know, what could go wrong, what could go right, everything. And
Right.
then you
How do you want to
start
set
to,
yourself
yeah.
apart based on your competitors? What do you
Right.
want to do that's similar? How do you want to stand out and be different? And what's the market research? What's the business plan? I mean, there's so many parts of it that we can run because it's like, oh my God. But if we can break it down and look at it as this like adventure we're going to go on, it has the potential to be different. But one thing I know
Right.
is if we need to make money and we're also trying to do something new, that can put the kind of pressure on us that can take the wind out of our sails because we need it so bad. Like it puts this like added pressure on the situation that may or may not be helpful. And oftentimes I would say it's not helpful. But some of us out there really do well under pressure, but that's not everybody. And so, my point to mentioning that is we may want to make a huge change, like from one place to the next, but oftentimes there's like a way that we get there that doesn't have to be jumping from one extreme to the next. We can gracefully see ourselves from wherever we are to wherever we're going, but that's where the planning comes involved, where we can, again, strategize. So we can actually make a plan that is tangible and feasible and not just one that sounds great to our mind and then go jump. You know, that's where we need a little bit of that faith and being able to jump into what spirit is asking us to jump into. But in this world, what's also required to balance that out is the plan, like the strategy
Right. You know, and
and
some people, yes, some people say that when they're making their plan to, you know, maybe start a new business or something, that their first thing that they need to do is they have to have that website, you know. But to me, the websites, it's the networking is the first thing that you need to do. You need to find out who your people are that's going to help this thing thrive, you know. And I mean, it's so important to, you know, to connect. when you're building, especially when you're building a business. And just because you open a brick and mortar psychic store doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have the clients unless you connect. You
I
have to
mean,
connect with the people.
you're hitting a nail on the most important piece of all of this, the people. Not only the people power it takes to make our idea come to be, but the people power of, like you said, clients, customers, the people that are excited about it, the people that want to invest in it, the people that want to be a part of it. Like, it takes multiple people, and I know we want to, I don't know, social media and the movies sometimes makes it look like people make these things all on their own. And it's like, no. If anything big is happening in the world, multiple people are a part of it. It's just the way it is. No matter how, even if one person makes it look like they're doing it all on their own, they are not. They have help, some kind of help, some
Oh,
kind of
you have?
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that I did when I opened my art studio in Fairfax, I got a musician to come in and for the opening, and I sent out postcards to two different communities. I had free food, wine, and I mean, it was really, really a fun party. And I just got the parking lot really crowded, and so I was able to. I had community art classes going at the same time, so I hired teachers and got program guides going. So you need to make sure that you connect everybody and make sure that they know about it. So you have to be creative and make it happen. So and get people to know, and stay in constant marketing mode with that, with building something like that.
It's true. Pamela had a comment, and she says, "I agree. We need to raise our own vibration rather than stew. Excuse me. Let me start over. We need to raise our own vibration rather than stew in the misery that gets flashed at us. Thanks for the redirect."
It's really you have to remember that that's something. Okay, that felt horrible, but now I'm needing to go around that bump and do it and do this in another way because I didn't like that feeling. Just kind of move around it because it's not going to be a pleasant place to stay. What's the word to use? Stew, to stew in
Stew,
it.
yeah.
And it's going to waste your time, it's not going to, it's not helpful.
I agree. It's the kind of thing we can get in there and it can feel like we need to do it when we're there. But if we look at it from the bigger picture perspective, we realize that it's more about how can we get to the solution, so we can move through that like energy versus like sitting in the stew where we're just like cycling through all the thoughts and like recycling back through all the thoughts again and like almost like in a like a spin cycle that we have a hard time getting out of, or the stew pot like that we can't get out of, and I like that word you use, the redirect, like how do I redirect my thoughts or how do I redirect my focus. And that's exactly it. It's like that's the perfect word. And I'm glad that you
Stay on your
saw, I
paths.
saw, I'm glad you saw that exactly. Keep applying that as you go. That's the practice. And when you do, the Holy Spirit's going to show you more and more of like what else you could be doing that could be more towards the solution versus staying in the stew.
I love it. Because it will only be depressing if you stay there. And I mean, there are times too where you have to just really feel it and know that that was really awful. So, but you don't stew. Stewing is not to be had. No stewing. You just get up and move forward there. Well, Jay, are
Exactly.
we about complete here, or what would you like to? Is there anyone in the chat room still, or
I believe
do we
we've
need to?
talked to everybody in the chat room today and got everybody mentioned who's joining us live. And we want to thank
Okay,
everybody
so
joining us in the on demand as well when you're listening back. Go ahead, sorry.
So, where can we find you this week, Jay?
You can find me over on our sister site, 1-2-listen.com. That's the number 1-2-listen.com. It is that service where you can talk to us one-on-one for psychic readings, intuitive readings, life coaching, healings, astrology readings, so much more. I'm available there in the afternoons and the evenings. And when are you available, Carolyn?
Usually from 6 o'clock until 4:30. I may be changing that my on time though, because I'm going to be wanting to swim. But six Pacific, 6 until 4:30 Pacific every day usually. And if you can't get me to on the you can schedule a call. And
Exactly. That works great for both of
yeah.
us.
Yes. So Mark Husson is up next, and we got a nice lineup, so stay tuned.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
In love, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight with Carolyn and Jay, conversation so bright in this cosmic realm where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.